for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Yes, fifth quarter, thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses made to outlast any other. And, well, gladly the game has stopped here, Kirsch, because
the weather has
closed in around Bisinella Oval. King's gone soft on the boundary too. Thanks to Geelong Marine World. Geelong Marine World powered by Suzuki Marine. He is in the box.
The reason why I'm in the box is because I don't want Alex Totoro to be out with pneumonia next Saturday. Enough. So I'm actually thinking of Alex next week. Alex, commiserations. It's disappointing they had to be a loser today. It was a cracking game of footy, but that's probably no consolation. What was your message to the boys post-game about the performance?
Pretty much that, really. I mean, we did a lot right, but some of our decision-making probably ultimately cost us in the end. I mean, there's a couple here in the middle of the ground where we sort of played on when we didn't need to, and, yeah, the message was certainly to play tempo football and then just see what the defence would give us and then go and take our opportunities, which I thought we did for probably the first bit of the, or most of the first half of that last quarter. And then a couple of decisions we made, we turned the ball over, costly turnovers through the middle, and we cost ourselves an opportunity to hang on. And in the end, the message is really just to hang in there. It's not our time at the moment. It's really that simple. And I was proud of their effort, and I certainly wasn't I couldn't go in there and go too hard on the boys because their effort was so honest. And at the end of the day, that's what I actually asked for. I asked for an honest effort, and they gave it.
Did you dare to dream at 19 points up when Brock McDonald kicked that goal?
Oh, well, I did. I always sort of pinch myself a little bit and just remind myself not to get ahead of myself. And the message out to our runner is tell the boys not to get happy. We tend to kick a couple of goals or a goal here and there, and then we sort of drop off a little bit. So, that's just a maturity thing. So I tried really hard not to get ahead of myself there, but I was sort of trying to fast forward the clock. There's no doubt about that.
The big blowout of the day is Sam Wolfenden. Is just horrible. Yeah. First game back after more than 12 months. Can you give us an update? Well, an ambulance was here, we believe. Yeah. What's taken place with Sammy? And have you got any update at this stage?
No, not really. When I went in there at halftime, he was crying and he was in a lot of pain. So I'm not really sure. I just haven't heard anything at this stage. It's not looking good, though. That's all I really know.
So it's dislocated. Is that what you've been told?
I think there's a good chance it was dislocated, maybe even a little crack in the shoulder, so I'm not really sure. It was a pretty bad one, though. Yep.
Just in terms of emotions, too, to see what it meant to the players, Jacob Russell was one that was visibly emotional post-game, but I suspect that is a nice reminder to you that your players care.
Yeah, yep, absolutely it is, and that's why, I go in there after the game and we're all heartbroken, and it took me 3 minutes to get off the bench there at the end and just to gather my thoughts and myself, because I was feeling quite emotional. And Dogger, Joel Jacob, he's a really good example of someone who just loves our football club so much and just wants success and hasn't had any yet. I think he's played nearly 20 games. I don't think he's won a game yet. So it's really hard for some of these boys. They're fighting their guts out and they're doing everything they can, and the results just aren't going our way, and his emotions spilled over. He was probably one of five who I think were, pretty emotional after the game. So, that does go to the heart of how much we care, I suppose.
The positivity side of it, Alex, is that the method looked good. Like, it looked like for a majority, and I suspect you say to your players, do it for longer and you'll get results. Like, the method that you're trying to instill in them looked pretty good for a lot of the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's about outlasting your opponent. And at the moment, we're not able to do that. We can't outlast and play smart enough, mature football for long enough to outlast our opponents who are doing it for a little bit longer than us at the moment. And, as I said already, some costly turnovers undoes a lot of a lot of the good work you do beforehand. So, and that's exactly what happened today.
You have two Matt McKenzies and two Hayden Elliotts, you probably win. Like, you were talking before about the spine. Just have a couple of extra tools and being able to move them around the ground where you need them to be. And it's a different, not just for today, but moving forward.
Yeah, 100%. And we know that. We know we need to get some bigger boys into our team. Mm. And if we want to be competitive, week in, week out. And if we actually want to get to, the top end of the ladder, we need even more than that. So, that's the hard bit, trying to get these big boys. They certainly give you more options, though, when you've got boys that can play either end of the ground and maybe take some marks or stand in front of a Mitch Day or whatever. So
you're going to hide Dylan White? Is he never leaving St Albans? Have you signed him, and is he in witness protection?
Unfortunately, we loved it. We spoke about that after the game, how impressive he was today, and he gave everything for the jump, and he was really quite upset and actually apologised for not getting it over the line. So, gee, I'd love to have him, but I just get the feeling that it's going to be pretty hard. He's an Adelaide boy, so to get him out of Adelaide would be pretty hard, I'd imagine. So.
Thanks to Geelong Marine World. Geelong Marine World powered by Suzuki Marine. He's Matt Kershaw with Alex Satora.
Alex, commiserations. I always appreciate coaches coming on after a loss because it's really hard to talk to the media after a loss. But considering it, people might look at it and go, oh, well, you know, the last 6 minutes you sort of fell away a little bit. But in a positive note, in the third quarter, you've had 6 or 7 repeat shots on goal and probably didn't take your opportunities at that stage. I mean, scoreboard pressure is everything. And three-quarter time, you could have easily gone in 4 or 5 goals in front. If you rewind to the quarter, I think the positivity at three-quarter time is you had 7 more scoring shots and the opportunities were there to probably advance in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And we lack composure. We lack composure in front of goal in the third quarter. And if you really want to assess the game, which I will, we didn't take our chances in the third quarter. You don't talk about that at three-quarter time because that's done and dusted. It's almost a different ball game when you're going against the wind. So I just spoke about, you know, what we had to do moving forward. But you're right. I mean, we didn't take our chances in that third quarter. If we had to put a little bit more pressure on the scoreboard, that would have maybe tightened them up a little bit, you know, given us a little bit more confidence. Yep. And all of a sudden, you know, we're standing here. I'm standing here with a bigger smile on my face. A little A smile.
Good point. We liked the look of a couple of young boys as well. There was a couple of young fellas. Sam Donegan is a beauty. I reckon he's we really impressed the way he goes about his footy for a small man. He takes it up with the biggest of them.
He's been, look, I know I'm quite biased, but I think he's been one of the most outstanding midfielders of the season. And how he's not in the team of the year. To be honest, I mean, he's played his best football against the best teams too, against St Mary's, you know, against, you know, all the better teams as well at the higher end of the ladder. He's been the best player on the ground a few times, and he's an outstanding young man, and I dare say he's probably a VFL beckoning kind of player. Brock McDonald's another one. Yeah. You know, he's outstanding today. He's got a really big ticker, Brock, and never knows when to stop.
Well, the best thing about us seeing you guys today is that we've now got some names on our radar that obviously we will keep an eye out now. Who knows? He might be in the full year team at the end of the year. But he's certainly on the radar, isn't he?
Yeah? I'd have to be. Yeah. He's a wonderful young player, and I just can't believe he's probably not getting more attention, to be honest.
Jacob Russell was another one too. He was good.
Dog has been amazing as well all year. So our midfield's actually working really well together. As we've already touched on a few times, you know, probably need a few more bigger boys.
What I liked about your midfield, sorry, just on the back of that, is I reckon they got on top of you in the first quarter. I reckon they beat you around the clearances.
But they did.
But you've come back and you've actually then, I reckon, got on top of them. So you sort of not only nullified it, I reckon you sort of took it up to them. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think we identified that, you know, whilst we're pretty hard at the source, they're probably layering a little bit better than us, a bit smarter, being a bit more patient outside the football. And we definitely spoke about that, and we improved as the game went on, but there's still lots to improve on there.
Yep. St Joey's next week at home. How do you work with the boys now? Like they're going to be pretty crushed, I suppose, for the next 24 to 48 hours. What's the deal between now and
then?
We've
got a bingo night tonight.
Nice.
That's player organised. I mean, I've never been to a club that's so social. Every Saturday seems to be my wife.
I was going to say, welcome to St Albans, Alex.
Do we ever get a Saturday night to go out for dinner or anything? And I'm like, nah.
to the club for a schnitzel and bingo.
Well, I have to, yeah. So that's about as good as it gets. anyway, so it's a really social club, and I mean, even after a crushing loss a couple of weeks ago against South Barham, and we went and watched a movie the next day. So the boys get around each other really well because they do care and love each other. That's probably the easy part, but it's just working on the areas that will help us on field. You know, that's the hard bit.
Alex, really appreciate your time. Fingers crossed for Sam Wolfenden, and it's not too serious and we might get to see him again this year. We really appreciate your time. Thanks for your support of K-Rock Footy today. It was good fun to watch your boys, and hopefully we get to see you guys again in season 2022. Commiserations, but we really appreciate you joining us on K-Rock Footy.
No worries. Best of luck, boys, for the rest of the year.
Thanks Alex. Thanks to Alex Satora, the coach of the St Albans Footy Club there.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.